with your weekly dose of what to watch and what to miss. Zilla Ghaziabad. It's a revenge drama that never should have been made. Just like Jayanta Bhai ki love story is a romance that never should have been made. Without an ounce of originality, Zilla Ghaziabad just seems like someone's fetish of watching 2 hours worth of violence in the name of action. In this free-for-all shootout, it was hilarious to see a bone being picked because a few of the goons wore fake police uniforms while shooting. I mean, what? That was the only objection that the keepers of law and order had? Other than that, there are maybe 4 or at most 5 one-liners that might bring smiles, 2 of which would be innuendos. Almost every single frame reeks of drama. And drama, of course, always means either loud background score or slow motion that goes on for a little longer than would be needed to make that drama effective. But hey, what can you say? But this is a world where slow-mo defines the character. If he's being recorded in slow-mo, means he is important. Means along with other characters in the film, we should fear him. That is as deep as the writing goes. The 3 male leads could take each other's place or character and you wouldn't know. The women, calling them props, would mean they had some significance in the film. Unless their role as being the one who is shot or kidnapped to get to another man implies they have a meaning in the life of the men or the film. With such a background then, do the men need to emote at all? And even if they try, would it come across as anything but fake? Even so, you can see Paresh Rawal, Arshad Varsi and even Ravi Kishan at least try. Sanjay Dutt and Vivek Oberoi, on the other hand, are trying too hard. The only interesting character then seems to be Fakira, Sunil Grover, who plays Shakuni Mama in this supposed replay of Mahabharat. Just in case you missed the Mahabharat analogy, you have a loud Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya playing when Pritam Singh, that is Sanjay Dutt, is in action. And to give that one a break, you have Sanjay Dutt staring at a chessboard and after much contemplation, moving a pawn on the board as his first move. Item numbers 2, not 1. Cheesy one-liners and self-referencing jokes. That's what makes up for the parts of Zilla Ghaziabad that aren't action. Action sequences themselves are tedious, almost competing with the tiring drama. So that spells it out for you. That's it from Wogma today. Visit wogma.com for a detailed written review. That's wogma.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.